们都记得我们的主题是诗上，那就是路加福音十五章一节开始。
In our story, or in our parable, we have four stories, right? Remember that?
在我们的比喻里，我们有四个故事。
The first story that Jesus tells is about a lost sheep.
讲到一个失丧的羊。
And the second story is about lost coin.
丢失的钱。
And the next story is about lost son. And the last story is about older son.
一个长子丢失的年长子。
Okay, anybody remember where we left off last week?
谁记得我们上周停在哪儿？停在这个
the younger son
年轻的儿子身上。
Okay, the younger son said to the father, "Give me my money. I want to go have a big party."
那年轻的儿子呢，跟他父亲说呢，小儿子说，我把你把我的钱给我，你我要去外面玩。
Okay, so the younger son was not like the sheep.
小儿子不像这个羊啊。
The sheep wandered away.
羊是自己走丢的。
Okay. The younger son was not like the coin.
小儿子也不像这个钱。
The coin didn't know it was lost.
钱不知道自己是丢了。
But the younger son says, "I want my way."
这个年纪小儿子说呢，我要走我的路。
I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
我不希望别人告诉我要做什么。
So he got his money, and he want to have a big party.
他拿着他的钱，他要去开一个 party.
Harold, do you know what the play is going to be about at New Year's?
你知道中国新年？
Yes, I do.
新年的这个剧是什么？
Are we in the ballpark here?
Something like that, yes.
Okay, something like the prodigal son.
Okay,
I have some inside information here. You know, this is like before the advertisement is released, we've had a leak here this morning.
我们广告之前就已经开始泄了一点剧透。
And I think if you come on Saturday night, there's going to be a drama, a play.About the prodigal son.
这个剧，我们周六的剧的内容就是。
And you are going to already know what happens in the play.
你甚至都知道这个。
You're going to know that.
这个剧的结尾是什么样。
Now, so what happened to the young son? He spent all of his money, and then what happened?
那这个年轻的儿子，他把所有的钱花完了，他怎么样了？
Ran out of money, and he ran out of what?
Friends.
Friends.
钱也没了，朋友也没了。
Right. But then he decided to go to a person that lived in that far country that he went to.
所以他准备去找一个他在的那个国家的朋友。
And that person that he went to, this younger son went to, he gave advice. He gave him a job.
那这个小儿子去找的那个人呢，那个人给了他一些建议，或者说一个工作。
What kind of job did he have?
什么样的工作？
Feed the pigs.
喂猪。
He was so hungry, the Bible said, he would like pig food, he was so hungry.
所以圣经说呢，他甚至太饿了，想吃猪食。
But nobody gave him even any pig food.
甚至猪食都没得吃。
And last week,We left the prodigal son in the mud with the pigs.
所以上一周呢，我们这就把小儿子留在那个猪圈的泥地里了。
Did anybody read ahead in your Bible to see what happened to the prodigal son?
有谁提前读了这个后面的故事吗？
Did anybody?
有没有谁提前读了？
Oh, a couple of you did. Oh, that's very good. Somebody told me this past week. said, I'm really looking forward to Tuesday because I want to know what happened to the prodigal son.
所以有的人跟我说，我特别想周二来听，因为我想知道那个这个浪子最后结果怎么样。
I thought, why didn't you read it? You have a Bible.
我说，那你为什么自己不去读一下你的圣经？
But I'm going to tell you what happened to him. We're in Luke 15, and let's read. Let me read for you verse 17.
然后我们来读路加的十五章的。
The first thing we read in verse 17 is he came to himself.
第一个是我们读到的，就是他醒悟过了。
Now you know when you come to yourself, what that means is I'm thinking, what am I doing in the mud with these pigs? Whatever happened to me?
所以醒悟这个事情就是当你站在那，你说哎呀，我在这个猪圈的泥地里，我在干什么呀？
And then he starts thinking, boy, oh boy, things were a lot better back at the father's house.
然后他会想，哎呀，想一想啊，你要回到父亲的家会是多好。
He said, back at my father's house, even the servants have more than they need.
他说，在我父亲的家，即使那个雇工啊，他们吃的都会比他们想要需要的多。
So in verse 18, he says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to my father and I'm going to tell my father I made a big mistake.
所以他说我要起来，我要到父亲那里去，跟父亲说我真的犯了大错误。
He's going to say to his father, I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against you.
他要向他父亲说，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Sometimes in our life, we have to come to a very, very difficult or very impossible situation before we ever realize how bad things are.
所以有的时候在我们的生命里，我们要进到一个特别特别艰难、特别特别不可能的情况下，我们才可能意识到，我们做的事情有多糟糕。
What I find interesting in the Bible is that this younger son realized he did two really bad things.
所以在圣经里我们看到呢，这个小儿子意识到他做了两件特别糟糕的事。
He said, I've sinned against my father.
他说我得罪了我的父亲。
And I have sinned against God.
我也得罪了天，得罪了上帝。
So his heart was soft, his heart was humble. He knew where somebody loved him lived.
所以他的心呢软下来，他开始意识到，还是有爱他的人在。
And so he's got a plan. He's thinking of a plan in his mind.
所以在他的脑子里，他开始有个计划。
He's going to go home and he's going to tell his father that he sinned against his father and he sinned against heaven. That's what he's going to tell him.
所以他要回家跟他的父亲说，说他得罪了天，得罪了父亲。
And in verse 19, he says, "And I'm not worthy to be called your son, but just make me like one of your servants."
那十九节呢？他说，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。
In other words, he realized that the father took such good care of his servants that he would be far better off to be a servant than to be in the mud with the pig.
因为他意识到他的父亲啊，对雇工都如此之好，所以他哪怕成为父亲的雇工，也好过在猪圈里的悲惨境况。
So in verse 20 it says he arose.
所以二十节说他就起来。
He got up.
站起来。
He got out of the mud.
他从猪的泥地里走出去。
Can't you almost see it in your mind? He's there with the pigs, and the pigs are running all around, and he's got mud all over him, and he says, "It's about time I got out of here."
你可以想象那个图景，他在这个猪圈里，猪就在他身边，在泥里滚来滚去，然后他站起来，他说，够了，我要走了。
I think his hands are muddy. I think his feet are muddy, and he's not smelling very good either.
你可以想象他手他的脚都是泥，肯定味道都不好的。
And so he said, verse 20 says he got up out of the mud and he came to his father.
对，二十节说他就起来往他父亲那里去。
Now what you got to remember is the Bible didn't say he went and had a shower and cleaned up first. He went just like he was.
你要记得啊，圣经在这里没有讲，他说他起来去洗了个澡，把自己洗干净了，没有的，他就是从猪圈里起来就直接回去。
Quite a different son than when he left the father's house.
你要知道，当他从父亲家离开的时候，他可不是这个情形。
Oh, when he left the father's house, he had on the best clothes and the best shoes, and he had a big suitcase full of money, and he was on his way to have a ball.
你可以想象他离开家的时候，他是特别光鲜的衣着，还有一大箱子钱，很开心的就离开了家。
And now we see him coming from that far country, and he doesn't have a suitcase anymore, he doesn't have any good clothes anymore, and he's dirty, and he's filthy, and he smells.
然后他回家的时候呢，他这个箱子肯定没了，衣服肯定也没了，他是非常肮脏，然后身上满是猪臭味。
Has anybody here ever been close to a pig farm?
有没有谁在这里真的在猪圈的附近待过
？Anybody?
Yeah.
You smell it before you see it, right?
就是你在看见它之前就已经闻到了。
Yeah. You go, what is that?
你闻一闻，什么味道
？Oh, pig farm. Yeah.
然后一下才看到哦，猪圈，原来是猪圈。
You smell it before you see it.
所以你看没看到之前就先闻到了。
But in our story, something really interesting happens in verse 20.
然后在我们的故事呢，二十节有一个非常有意思的事情发生。
So he's on his way to the father.
然后他正在回到他父亲的路上。
But the Bible says, when he was still a far way off, his father saw him.
圣经说他乡离还远呢，他父亲就看见他了。
Now that tells me something.
这就告诉我们一件事情了。
The father was always looking for the son.
这个父亲啊，一直在等他的孩子回来。
Now when we get to the other story about the older son, he wasn't always looking for his brother.
等会我们看到下面那个故事，讲到那个长子的时候，他可不是一直在等他弟弟回来哦。
But the father was always looking for the son.
但这个父亲是一直在等这个儿子回来。
I think it probably was something like this.
我猜呢，大概是这么样一个情形。
So the younger son, with his bag of money, went off into the far country, and the father sort of gets up like this and goes, "Hey, there he goes. That's my son."
你可以想象这个，当这个小儿子拿着他的钱到远方去了，那一天开始，这个父亲就一直在那看。
And
我的儿子回来了。
Nothing I could say could change his mind. Nothing.
因为走的时候，他看他走的时候，他是父亲知道。他已经说了一切了，他已经没有办法再说更多来改变这个孩子的心意了。
I think that same day when the sun was going down, the father went up there and went, I wonder if he's okay. I wonder where he is tonight.
你可以想象那天儿子离开的时候，这个父亲会在想。我不知道他可不可以啊，他不知道今天晚能在哪里住。
I think every morning when the father got up, he went and go, I wonder if he's okay. I wonder how far he went.
每一天早晨呢，这个父亲起来都会看一下，哎呀，我不知道他昨晚住在哪，他会走到多远的地方去，我不知道他在哪里。
And then he works in the field. The father works in the field, and he's working.And he's looking.
然后这个
And he's looking.
这个父亲在田里做工的时候，他会边做工边抬头看一下，再看一下。
Every day, many times during the day, he's looking and hoping and praying that the son will come home.
每一天呢，他都会看， 他盼望，然后甚至祷告，求这个儿子能回来。
And then one day, I don't know how long it was.
然后不知道这样的时间有多久。
But one day,
但是有一天
he's working and he went, That's my son.
你可以想象有一天，也不知道等了多少天，他也一样还是这个模式。他边工作，一抬头看见，那是我儿子，那是我儿子回来了。
And the father saw him when he was way away, a great way off. The father saw him.
所以当这个儿子还远的时候，这个父亲看见他。
And it says his heart went out. He had compassion on him.
所以他的心呢，他的慈心就动了。
When the father saw him, the father thought to himself, I wonder if he's well. I wonder if he's okay. I wonder if he's been hurt. I so want to see my boy. I so want to embrace my son. His heart went out in compassion and love for his son.
所以他的心满满充满了都在。他说：“我这个儿子不知道他到底还好不好，他受没有没有受伤啊？他到底现在怎么样？”
But then something really unique, really interesting happens in the story.
所以非常独特的、非常有意思的一个事情在这个故事里发生。
If you and I were the father, we might have went like this. Let's see if he comes all the way or not.
如果是我们呢，我们会插着腰说，看看他是不是愿意回来。
Let's see if he's run out of money by now, and he knows it's better over here. Let's see if he'll come all the way.
是不是他就花光了钱？他知道他爸这里好，他就愿意回来了。
Not the father.
这不是这个父的形象。
The father runs.
这个父亲跑过去啊，这个父亲跑过去。
The father runs.
是父亲跑过去的。
You ever see an old man run?
你会看见一个老人家跑步吗？老人家不太会。
Can't run as fast as young men.
老人家跑步也跑不太快。
But he didn't wait.
但是他不愿意等啊。
He said, "My boy is trying to get home."
他说我的孩子要回家。
I'm going to go help him.
他说我要去帮着他。
We might ask ourselves the question, why didn't he go look for him before? Why didn't he go help him before?
我们可能会问自己一个问题，为什么他前面不去寻他呢？不去找他，去帮助他？
Because the old man had wisdom, that's why.
这是因为这个老人是有智慧的。
You see, he knew I can't make my son's heart turn. I can't do that.
因为他知道他不能使这个孩子的心回转。
The old man probably said, I trained him as best as I could. I taught him right from wrong. I taught him about God. But he won't listen to me anymore, and I must wait now.
所以这个老人家会说，我已经把一切都告诉他了，我也告诉他关于神的道了。我也把该教的都教给他，但他就是不愿意听。我现在能做的只是等候。
You know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, in verse 6, there's an interesting verse.
箴言书的二十二章的六节是一个非常有意思的经文。
And it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it."
他说教养孩童啊，使他走当行的道。就是到老他也不偏离。
And I believe that the father in the story had done everything he could do.
我猜呢，这个父亲啊，已经做了他一切能做的，教导这个孩子。
And he had to wait until the son came to himself and realized he had sinned.
他只能等，直到这个孩子意识到他是个罪人。
Now it's kind of interesting, you know, in the far country, all of that happened. And he's got this plan in his mind. You can just see, okay, I'm going back to the Father, and I'm going to tell him that I made a big mistake and that I've sinned against God and I've sinned against him, and I just want to come and be a servant. All this is in his mind. It hasn't happened yet.
你看啊，非常有意思，在那个远方的猪圈里面，这个儿子已经做了一切的计划。他说我要回去，我要承认我的错误。我要告诉他，我告诉我的父亲，我哪怕做个仆人也好，这全在他的脑子里想的。
What I find so loving, so kind is that when he gets up and he starts home. Now you know he wasn't running; the father was running. Do you get that part of the story?
但是当他做了这个决定，他起来往家走的时候，你会发现不是他在跑，是他的父亲在跑。
You know how I think the son was coming home?
你猜这个父亲这个儿子是怎么走回家的？
Just like this.
他是肯定低着头，他低着头，他肯定是很重的负罪感走回去。
He was ashamed.
他感到很害羞，很羞耻，他觉得很窘迫。
He wondered, would my father even let me back?
他甚至怀疑说，我的父亲会不会愿意让我回家
？All this is in his mind; it hasn't happened yet.
这些都是在他的脑子里，都还没有发生。
And so as that figure of that young man came up over the hill, the father says, "That's my son," and the father runs to meet him.
当那个身影，小儿子的身影从山上下来的时候，那个父亲看见了，这父亲说是我的儿子，他就奔过去。
You'll notice in verse 20 what else he did. After he ran, the old Bible said he fell on his neck and he kissed him. He hugged him. He embraced him. I can only imagine he probably picked him up. This is my boy, my boy, my boy.
所以他说相离还远，他跑过去的时候呢，他拥抱他的，抱他的景象连连亲嘴。我猜啊，一定是他抱起他的儿子都转圈，这是我的孩子，我的孩子。
Now immediately the son makes his confession to him.
马上的这个儿子就认了他的罪。
Look at it in verse 21.
你看二十一节。
The son said to the father, "I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am not worthy to be called your son."
儿子说呢，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
The father knew that.
这个父亲知道的。
Remember what condition he's in.
你猜他是在什么情况下？
When that father ran and embraced him, he smelled like pigs, he looked like pigs, he was muddy, he was dirty, he was one broken young man.
因为这个父亲在跑过去拥抱他的时候，你知道这个孩子是满身的猪臭味，他满身的泥，他已经是一塌糊涂了，所以这个父亲非常清楚知道这个孩子的情况。
The father didn't even flinch. He did not care. He embraced him in all of his filth.
父亲已经用自己的行动来表明他不介意，他上去拥抱他，他完全没有介意。
The son tries to explain what is in his heart, but he doesn't get very far till the father just sort of puts his hand over his mouth and says it's okay.
这个孩子呢，很急于想要表达自己内心的罪疚感，但是还没有讲太多，这个父亲已经拥抱他来回答了。
The only thing he got out was I've sinned.
所以他能讲到的就是我得
罪了。You know what the father said? That's enough.
我得罪了你，所以这父亲。
He knew his heart. He knew he was broken. He knew that.
父亲说可以了，我知道了，因为他知道他孩子的心了，他知道他已经破碎了。
Next week we'll find out the rest of the story.
下一周我们会讲
后面的
younger son. 后面的部分。
At least we know he got home, and at least we know the father has embraced him.
至少我们知道他回家了，至少我们知道父亲拥抱了。
But there's far more to the story. We don't have time today.
今天因为时间的关系，在后面还有更美好的部分。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, what a touching scene we have read about today.
这是多么令人感动的一幅场景。
It causes us to weep, really.
这真的让我们能流泪。
I know that many people here this morning I see tears in their eyes.
主啊，我们每个人今天很多很多感动的流泪。
And I can only imagine that either they can relate to the prodigal son, or maybe they even have one.
主啊，我们甚至自己也像这个浪子，我们甚至也有一个这样的孩子。
And so we can all learn lessons here today.
主啊，我们都能够从这样的故事里学着教导。
At some point, we must come to ourselves and say, "I have sinned against heaven."
会在自己身上说，我得罪了天。
And when our heart is right, our heavenly Father runs to meet us.
所以当我们的心啊真的到了悔改的状态，我们天上的父也是这样奔向我们。
We thank you for God's unconditional love to sinners.
我们也要真的感谢神那无条件的爱对我们这些罪人。
Not just sinners that wandered away.
而不只是那些失丧的罪人。
Or not even sinners that didn't know they were lost.
也不只是那些不知道自己失丧的罪人。
But rebellious sinners.
而是像我们这样就是悖逆的罪人。
Unconditional love.
这样的爱都是无条件的。
So Father, help each one of us to make our own application to this story.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人都能够应用这样的故事在自己身上。
Thank you for the goodness of our God today.
我们也要为神那样的美善献上感恩。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May the Lord be with you.